Welcome to the Excel Pod. Welcome to Excel and Reflect. In a world that rarely slows down, this is your invitation to pause. Each week, together, we step away from the noise of life and lean into the stillness of God's Word, creating space to try to think deeply and meditate intentionally and reflect honestly on the words of God. Every episode centers on a specific biblical text or spiritual truth, not for surface-level reading, but for thoughtful engagement that allows God's Word to shape our lives. You see, this podcast is a place that, for only a few minutes, if you will, we can slow down, listen carefully, and try to be formed by the truth of Scripture, whether this is for personal devotion, a quiet meditation, or intentional reflection. So today, with me, as we begin our week, as we begin our day, take a breath, open your heart, and join me as we seek to excel in our understanding and reflect on the faithfulness and goodness of God. This is Excel and Reflect. This week's thought is entitled, Considering the Main Point. Know this first of all, that in the last days mockers will come with their mocking, following after their own lust, and saying, Where is the promise of his coming? For ever since the fathers fell asleep, all continues just as it was from the beginning of creation. For when they maintain this, it escapes their notice, that by the word of God the heavens existed long ago, and the earth was formed out of water and by water, through which the world at that time was destroyed, being flooded with water. But by his word, the present heavens and earth are being reserved for fire, kept for the day of judgment and destruction of ungodly men. But do not let this one fact escape your notice, beloved, that with the Lord one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years like one day. The Lord is not slow about his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, in which the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the elements will be destroyed with intense heat, and the earth and its works will be burned up. Since all these things are to be destroyed in this way, what sort of people ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be destroyed by burning and the elements will melt with intense heat? This week's reflection is a reflection of the way. The word of the Lord is the most important thing in our lives. Think about that for a moment. Not our routines, not our traditions, not our personal opinions about how things ought to be, but the word of the Lord. But why is that? It's because the word of the Lord is God's message to us, directly from him. It reveals who we are and where we came from. It tells us where we're going and how to get there. It explains his faithfulness, his mercy, and his grace, and it shows us the kind of people that he is calling us to be. The word of the Lord is our Bible, one book made up of 66 books, or rather 66 chapters, filled with knowledge and wisdom from the Creator himself. It's our guide, our standard, and our instruction for life. In all reality, it is all that we need. And yet, we often get so tangled up in the details, the traditions that we hold and the paradigms of our past that we lose sight of the main point. Let me share a story. A young boy once received a brand new bicycle for his birthday. He was so excited that he tore open the box and scattered all the pieces across the garage floor. He noticed the instruction manual sitting right there, but he tossed it aside, thinking and even saying out loud, "I can figure this out all on my own." Hours later, the wheels were on backwards, the handlebars were upside down, and the pedals wouldn't even turn. Frustrated and defeated, he stomped inside. So his father walked out to the garage calmly and picked up the manual and said, "Son, the whole point of this book isn't to confuse you, it's to help you ride the bike." The boy had gotten so lost in the bolts and screws and pieces that he missed the point entirely. The bike was meant to be ridden. Friends, that same thing happens to us. Many of us get so lost in the bolts and screws of doctrine, arguing over details, debating traditions, and even defending our own interpretations, that we miss the clear overarching message of God's Word that brings us into fellowship with Christ, that brings us to an understanding of salvation, and that teaches us how to live holy lives. If we have missed that, then we have missed everything. Let me give you two examples of this from Scripture. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18, we find Paul writing to the Thessalonian brethren who were greatly troubled. You see, some of their brethren had already died, and they were afraid that those people who had passed on would miss out on the return of Jesus. This was largely because there were false teachings circulating around that time. But Paul stepped in to correct them, and he assured them that all who are in Christ will be raised, the dead first, and then those who are alive, and that everyone will meet Jesus in the clouds together. Now, people have debated these specifics of this passage for centuries. Exactly when will this happen? How will it unfold? Where will we go after? But stop and ask yourself, what was the main point of Paul's writing? He tells us himself right here in verse 18, saying, "Comfort one another with these words." But what was the comfort? He says in verse 17 at the end, "that we will always be with the Lord." That's it. This wasn't a passage that was meant to spark theological disputes. It was a passage that was meant to give hope, to bring peace, to remind us of what we have to look forward to in Christ. A second example of this is found in 2 Peter 3, which we started with in this episode. And in this text, Peter writes about the coming judgment. He writes about when the world, as we know it, will be destroyed, and he mentions even this phrase, the new heavens and new earth, in verse 13. Christians have debated these verses for centuries, and it has led to division, confusion, and even controversy. But again, ask yourself, what was Peter's main point? He tells you plainly in verse 11, saying, "Since all these things are to be destroyed in this way, what sort of people ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness?" You see, Peter wasn't trying to lay out a prophetic timeline. His message was simple and practical. Be ready, live holy, and live godly. To get lost in the details and miss that call is to miss the heart of this teaching altogether. And the same danger applies to us today. We are called to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, Colossians chapter 1 and verse 10. But instead of letting God's Word shape us, sometimes we cling to our own traditions and personal interpretations. We begin to bend Scripture to fit what we already believe rather than allowing Scripture to form what we believe. And here's the hard truth, that if I am changing God's Word to match my thinking, I have missed the point. Because my beliefs must flow from Scripture, not the other way around. When I force Scripture to fit my paradigm, I put myself in spiritual danger. But when I let God's word stand as it is, when I see that his word lights my path, as Psalm 119:105 says, that it saves my soul, as James 1:21 tells us, and that it endures forever, as Isaiah 40 and verse 8 declares, only at that point can I really begin to see the real point. And what is the point? The point is this: to love the Lord, to walk in his ways, and to seek his kingdom above all else. Let us always be a people who get the main point and refuse to miss it. As we close today's episode, take some time to carry this thought with you into the rest of your day and the rest of your week. Excel and Reflect is more than just a podcast. It really is an invitation to pause, to listen, and to let God's word speak deeply into your life. So don't rush away from all that we have thought about today. Sit with it, think about it, and let it shape the way that you think, the way that you respond, and the way that you walk with God. Each week we'll return with another passage, another truth to consider, and another opportunity to reflect on how Scripture continues to form our hearts and direct our steps. Remember, alongside each episode, we'll also have written articles that will continue that reflection and allow you to take it with you and make notes on your own to dig deeper into these spiritual thoughts. I want to thank you today for joining me, and until next time, I hope that you'll keep your heart open, your mind focused, and your spirit attentive, and let's continue to excel and reflect together.